Let's discuss about the chapter 7, that is revenue management. What is revenue? Whatever the money you are getting from your sales, that is known as revenue. So increasing your revenue, your revenue management will teach you how to increase your revenue, how to analyze your revenue also. Let's discuss about the objective of the revenue management. To know how to maximize revenues from all possible resources, whatever the resources you have, these are the possible resources. Maybe your infrastructure, maybe your labor, maybe your food products, maybe your rooms, these are the possibility of your resources. With this availability of the resources, how you can maximize your sales, that is known as revenue management. At the same time, to know the importance of the RevPAR. RevPAR means what is the occupancy and what is the available rooms. It will give you clear picture of your revenue of your hotel. And that to know various aspects of the revenue management system, yield management, to know how to use various revenue management reports also. Whatever the revenue you are generating from your hotel rooms and whatever revenue you are generating from your food and beverage also, this revenue reports will give you clear picture how to increase your revenue as well. Now, revenue management meaning one. Let's discuss a technique to maximize revenue from optimum utilization of the resources, fixed and perishable. For example, if you have a 100 rooms hotel, if you are able to utilize properly, your revenue will be more, and if you are not able to utilize properly, your revenue will be less, because you cannot increase your rooms. Whatever the rooms you have, diplomatically, very intelligent mannerly, you need to utilize that possibility resources to increase your revenue. And a rational use of basic principle of supply and demand economics to generate incremental revenue and a product mix. For example, the summer is going on, so the ice cream, the sales will be more, so ice cream mix will be more, so cold drinks mix will be more, beverages sales will be more. According to the resources, according to the market segment, you need to manage to increase your revenue. So the product mix will be vary time to time. You need to analyze your revenue reports. According to that, your product mix also can be changed. Three conditions are there: the availability of fixed amount of the resources. Because if you are holding a 100 rooms hotel, your 100 rooms are fully occupied, so you cannot sell more rooms. So it depends on availability of the fixed amount of the resources. Perishable nature of the resource, a time limit to use. You are running a restaurant where your timing is morning 7 to night 12 o'clock. In the time period only, you are able to generate the sales. Beyond that, you cannot control that. So this is also limited source for the revenue. And veracity of the consumer paying different prices, market segment study, impossible, because what exactly will happen is, you know, this is a competitive market. So different prices, because you cannot increase the prices compared with the market segment. This is a competitive market. The pricing you need to keep compared with the market segment only. According to that only customer will pay you the prices. Now, constant cost relatively high compared to the variable cost. As whatever the sales you are generating, with that variable costs also increasing, that is also, it comes under the revenue reports. Now, less variable cost contribute much additional revenue to overall. Less variable cost will give you the more profitability for your revenue. Example, prices sensitive, time conscious, consumer generally pays lesser, can be used to get benefit of a contribution from less variable cost. What exactly will happen is, whenever in competitive market, you need to be take care of the pricing part. Also, maximum revenue by managing a trade-off between a low occupancy and a higher room rate. And also, for example, what I'll do is, you know, I have 100 rooms and my occupancy is 50, so I am not managing the discount rate. So what will happen? My revenue is manageable. I need to manage myself in such a way that my occupancy is lesser, room rates are maintained. So what will happen is the revenue is maintained. If occupancy is high, so I can give for the discounted also, which we need to take care in a making a revenue. Parameter for rate and price determination, age, wave and hotel location. What will happen is your hotel location is also makes you clear picture for your revenue. And the size of rooms and the facilities available. If you are giving a rooms with all kind of facilities, so your room rental will be incremental and your revenue also increases. Temporary seasonal variance. For example, if you are running a business hotel, there is a period where business class people comes for the business. That time your room rental will be high and your revenue will be high. At the same time, logical fences and the length of stay. Sometimes what will happen is in business people, they stay more, that time your revenue is also more. At the same time, there is a festival season, that time also that your occupancy will be the more, and staying customers also more, your revenue will be the more. Flexibility in cancellation and rescheduling penalty. Sometimes what will happen is there are few groups, they book your hotel and that time they cancel also, that time the revenue may be lesser because cancellation happened. Because you already forecasted with that advance booking and they canceled that booking, that time your revenue also may affect. Time of the purchase also, it impact your revenue. Now, privileges available, what kind of the privileges available in your hotel industry, according to that the customer will come to you and your revenue may increase. Size of business provided, what kind of the business provided, according to that your revenue may increase. And point of sales, physical delivery and confirmation of email or a point. Because what will happen is whenever the sales happen, immediately sales need to be happen. Otherwise, your booking has happened, they are not paying you any kind of advance and they are not confirming you. So your revenue may affect. So immediately you need to take a confirmation by email, by phone or taking some token of the advance. Then your revenue will be consistency. Now, competitor primary rates and return of investment expected by the hotel investors. So your revenue also is depend on primary rate, competitor primary rates also. Whatever the hotel I have, my rental is 3000 rupees per day, my competitor market is paying, giving for the 2000 rupees, so I cannot bound to keep for 3000 rupees, I need to come out to 2000 rupees. That time what will happen is my revenue may come down. Now, revenue per available rooms, this is very important because my available rooms will give you clear picture for my revenue and all. It's not that way, my rooms are 100, my occupancy is only 10%, I have made a good revenue. No, it doesn't work that way. My occupancy should increase, according to that revenue will increase. So occupancy versus average room rate or total room revenue or total available rooms. So characteristics of the RAV PAR is always be low. Lower than the average room rate, never be higher than the average room rate. Hotel occupancy percentage, hotel average room rate, hotel room revenue, hotel available rooms are essence factor of the calculations. So simply if I want to say your occupancy should be increased, otherwise if your occupancy is not increasing, so your room rental should be increased. That's the way you can manage your revenue. Now, rate structure and market segment, whatever the rate structure you are keeping, how exactly it impacts with the market segment. Types of hotel types in general, hotel rate categories. Now, economic and limited service hotels and mid-market hotels and all suite hotels and first class and executive hotels, luxury deluxe hotel. Now, rack rates and group and tour rates and special promotional rates, package rates. Here, you would be getting more revenue because you are giving more facilities to the customer and individually you are selling to the customer. Here, you would be not getting more revenue because your group discounts are there, you are not giving more services there. That way more revenue is coming from here. You need to observe that. Hotel rate categories, rack rates are normal rates in a default depending on type of the bedding and occupancy. Group and tour rates, whatever the group is coming, they are more discounted rates you would be giving. So your revenue will be lesser compared with the average sales and all. Now, special and promotional rates, corporate travels, representatives and military and airlines. What will happen is as a hotelier, you would be having a tie-up with the corporates and you would be having a tie-up with the airlines, you would be having a tie-up with the military. For example, your hotel is near to airport, any flight delays are there, you have tie up with the airlines, the customer will come to you and stay in a bulk quantity, but the revenue is lesser because you have given for the discounted rates. Now, special rates for the hotel promotion in a lean period. What exactly will happen is there is a lean period always be there. Like, you know, if you see in a rainy season, always a lean season for the hotel industry. Why? Because lots of business class people don't come in that time and the festival will not happen. Marriage function will not happen. That time, you need to come down your rates. That time, your revenue will be decreased, but the sales can happen. How? Package rates, booking with other services, example, banquet, recreation facility, meeting rooms, etc., honeymoon festival New Year packages can be combined and can make the revenue as well. Now, revenue management system, historical information on room rate and occupancy data, yield management, variable pricing strategy to maximize revenues through incremental profit from utilizing fixed cost and perishable resources, price discrimination, use of strategy in changing rates when restricted numbers. So what will happen is whenever revenue system if you are following, so you'll understand that when the discount need to be happen, when promotional need to be happen, when additional services need to happen, at least you will understand that how to increase the sales in a lean period also. Now, of room constraint, unconstrained demand, etc., deciding a maximum profitable market mix under marginal costing, selling strategies to maximum revenue, periodical meetings with HODs decide change selling rates. So which we have discussed previously, whenever the lean periods are there, you can add some promotional activities to your rooms and you can increase the revenue. So indirectly, directly, I want to say the revenue reports will give you clear picture of your sales exactly is happening. So if revenue is lesser, you need to add some promotional activity to your increasing the sales. So revenue reports are interlinked with the sales. If you are analyzing your revenue reports indirectly, directly, you can increase your sales also. Thank you.